Welcome back, Christian Worship Center. We are so happy that you can join us on another Sunday. We're very excited that you can join us. If this is your first time here, I extend a huge welcome to you. We hope that you can worship with us and enjoy the word with us. But verse 5, and it says like this: I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in His word I hope. If you guys were listening to the message last Sunday, and it's His word that we read this morning, and His word that we cling onto throughout all these hard times, and it's in Him that we trust. You know, in the Bible, it all God, and that was Jesus. He is the word. He is the bread of life to us. So I just encourage you that even as we sing these worship songs this morning, every lyric that you hear, know that that is also part of the word of God. So sing with everything you have, and sing it to the Lord, and know that Jesus, the Holy Spirit, He's right there in your room, in your living room right now. Perhaps you're in your bedroom or in your office space. Wherever you are this morning, know that God is present right here, right now with us. Amen. Let's worship God this morning, and I hope that you can sing along and clap along with us as well.
Bye.
You have turned my mourning into dancing. And I pray that even as we sing this one more time, that you would know that God can turn mourning into dancing. It can turn sorrow into joy, for that is what His Word says. We sing that one more time. Yeah.
You have turned my mourning into dancing, put off my rags, told me with gladness, so I will rise, I will praise you. I'll sing and sing again. You have turned my mourning into dancing, put off my rags, told me with gladness, yes I will rise, yes I will praise.
Thank you. Jesus. We stand in awe of you, God.
Gonna let me down.
is holding on to me. God is holding on. Come on, you gotta hear that this morning. When the night is holding on to me, know that God is holding on. For you are good. You're good. Yes, you are good. You're good. Oh, come on, let that be our anthem this morning. You are good. You're good. Oh, yes, you are good. You're good. Yes, you are. This morning, and know and plan to ourselves in that promise that He never changes. It's not just a promise, it's a fact. It's who He is. It's who He is. And I hope you know that this morning, and that you can hold on to that. I pray that God takes you deeper into that knowledge of who He is. Thank you, Jesus. How we love your name, Lord. Oh, God, help us, Father, to hear your word this morning with new ears, with a new heart, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Welcome again to Christian Worship Center. We're so glad that you are joining us online. It's not the same in person, we know. But if you have someone next to you, please greet one another. Greet your children, greet your mom and dad. God loves you, He is with you, and He is for us. Amen. And if you have no one next to you, know that God is. So it's actually not no one. You are not alone. God is with you. God bless you, church. Continue facing and pressing into God. Amen. God bless you.
Good morning, Christian Worship Center. My name is Ilya, and it's a good day to be with you again for church online. We hope that you are having a phenomenal morning so far, and it has just been an amazing week here at Christian Worship Center. Many of you know that our food pantry is taking it up a notch almost every single week. We are having fresh produce delivered every single day, and we are opening that up to the community. And let me tell you, church, we are feeding about 50 families every single day. And that is just an amazing thought when you think about how many people are being blessed by our food pantry. And it is all because of your support. It is because of your prayers. We couldn't have done it without you, church. We have a lot of volunteers who are here at the church working for that awesome just mission to help the community. So thank you to everyone who's involved, whether physically or whether it's through prayers, through giving. We thank you a lot, and God is great, let me tell you that. God has been doing amazing things in our community. Today is no ordinary Sunday. I want to take the time to wish every single mom a happy Mother's Day. Moms, you are the best We are standing with you, and especially during this quarantine time, your responsibilities have doubled, tripled, maybe even quadrupled. You've become a teacher over the last few months. You've become an overtime cook. You clean. You are still handling all the career work that you're doing. And it is just, you know, our hearts are with you. We want to say a big, big happy Mother's Day. You are really the MVPs during this quarantine time. And let me tell you, God is, God bless you. Let God just expand your work in the lives of the people that you are affecting, all your kids, your husbands, your neighbors, your communities, however, whatever ways you are helping. We want to say thank you. We want to say a big, big thank you. We cannot emphasize that from the bottom of our hearts. Moms, we love you. We are standing with you. We are praying for you. Thank you so much. Pastor Peter is going to be on in just a little bit with an amazing word. We hope that you get your Bibles ready, maybe get your journals ready to take some notes. God is going to speak, and we're excited for what is to come. We want to also remind you that you can continue giving through our online platforms. You can do that through our website. You can do that through texting. All of that information will be on the screen. We want to challenge you during this time to continue giving. Our church is not closed down. We're still active in our community, and we rely heavily on people's generosity. So we implore you, if you can, if God has blessed you, be a blessing to the community through our local church. God will bless you for that, and we're excited. So grab your Bibles, grab your pens. Pastor Peter will be on in just a minute. And once again, happy Mother's Day, church. God bless you.
His Ministry families, first I want to say happy Mother's Day to all our moms. We appreciate each and every one of you for all that you do. You guys are amazing. Also, we want you to know that we are here for you for anything that you guys need. We are praying for you. Just reach out to us if you need anything. Also, I want to let you know some things that are going on for our kids' ministry. We are sending out recorded lessons with a craft. The craft supplies were sent out earlier this weekend. If you did not receive them, please send us an email at kids@cwclife.com. The craft supplies are for this Sunday's lesson and for the lesson on May 24th. Another thing that's going on is our older kids, that is 7 years of age and older, will be having a Zoom meeting. It'll be this Tuesday, May 12th at 6:30 p.m. You will be receiving an invite through an email, so please keep a lookout for that. If you have any questions or are new to our church and want to get your kids involved, just send us an email. Thanks, guys.
My mom is hardworking.
Our mother is supportive
and loving.
I love my mom because she's caring and she always does what's best for me.
My mom is generous. My mom is independent.
My mom is brave because she's a doctor, and every day she goes out to work, she's always brave enough to go into the hospital knowing that there might be something dangerous that could happen, but she still goes in anyway, ready to help people.
My mom is a great cook.
My mom is strong.
My mom is caring.
My mom is very cool.
My mother is super encouraging.
My mom is sweet.
My mom is the most amazing and caring and just super smart person I've ever met.
My mother is hardworking.
My mom is really understanding because whenever we have problems that we want to talk about or share with one another, she always is ready to talk with us and really understand and just tell us some tips and things like that.
My mom is my best friend.
I'm grateful for the loving mother I have.
My mom is awesome.
My mom's number one!
My mom is awesome. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Love you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day!
Mother's Day!
Happy Mother's Day!
Happy Mother's Day!
Happy Mother's Day!
Being a mom is a 24-hour job. Now that we've been stuck under quarantine, all moms have been tested in unprecedented ways. Today, I want to honor all of you for all your hard work.
And for that, we say...
Thank you!
Thank you!
Gracias!
Thank you!
Salamat!
Thank you, Mom!
That was shime, shime, shime.
Thank you for all you do.
Love you.
Good morning, church. Pastor Pete is here, and I believe this is week 6 of our church at home experience, and I'm glad we can again meet online and study Word of God together. I pray that you are blessed. I want you to know we're praying for you daily, and I believe and I pray that God is working in your life, no matter what the situation, no matter what the season. You know, things are getting longer. They're protracted. This whole shutdown is getting longer. But God is good, even in difficult times. God is good, and we're going to find the goodness of God in difficult times. And I want to share again from the Word of God, encouragement, direction, specifically for this season, because I do believe a lot of us, we're dealing with a lot of stuff. Just our life is took an unexpected turn, and we need wisdom from God's Word, wisdom and encouragement from the Holy Spirit. So I have some scriptures I want to read with for you, and we're going to dive into the Word of God. So let's pray together, and we're going to dive in to Ephesians chapter 5. Father, I'm praying right now for everyone who's watching this, and I pray, Spirit of God, that you will make these words alive in our hearts and in our spirit. I pray, Father, that the Word of God will be a filter for our life, for our mind, for everything we see, Lord. It will be filtered for our eyes and our perception and our understanding, Lord. It will wash away, Father, every lie of the evil one and everything that this world is trying to just impose on us, God. That the Word of God will strip away the power of the lies of the enemy and will be transformed and renewed by the Word of God. And I pray, Spirit of God, that you anoint me as I speak and open our hearts to hear your word, encourage, uplift, no matter where we are this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. The topic of my message this morning is redeeming hard times. I preached a few Sundays ago from the Word of God, the thoughts that our God is a redeemer. And God is able to redeem any difficult situation or difficult season, even mistakes we make. Our God is a redeemer, and He's able to redeem that. But what I want to look at today is this is the same idea from slightly different angle, because God has given you as a child of God a power to also redeem time. And the scripture I have for you is Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 19. Apostle Paul writes, he says, "Therefore, watch carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, don't be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and don't get drunk with wine, which leads to reckless living, but be filled with the Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts, and give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." You know, Apostle Paul spent in Ephesus quite a bit of time. And Ephesus was not an easy place, but he dedicated months of his ministry to planting a church, and he entrusted it eventually to Timothy, his follower, his protege, his disciple, to kind of continue to disciple and lead. And when he was there, it was difficult times. I mean, all throughout those decades of ministry of Apostle Paul, they had difficult times. In fact, through much of our history, people lived through very difficult times. People lived through famines. People lived through these atrocious wars that would ravage countries, and this power struggle within governments and kings and royal families. And usually the regular folk were the collateral damage of those changes and difficulties. And besides the calamities of nature and the world,
People lived through difficult times through probably much of history. And when Apostle Paul was writing this letter, and when he was planting a church in Ephesus, it was a difficult time. It was not easy. It was a time of persecution. It was a time when Roman emperor was bent on eradicating Christianity and eradicating anybody who will not follow the gods of Rome. And Christians were thrown in jails and prisons. Even if you read a letter to Ephesus in Revelation, Jesus is speaking, saying, you have persevered because they lived through very difficult times. Apostle Paul uses the word evil. Times are evil. He uses the same phrase in Ephesians chapter 6 when he says that we are to put on the full armor of God so when the evil day comes, we may be able to resist the enemy and remain standing. So as you look at our world right now, you can say these times are evil. That these times are difficult, and these times is a times of calamity, and all over the world there is sickness and death and despair and fear and darkness and depression, and you know, it's easy to lose heart. It's easy just to kind of go with the flow, especially if you absorb all the news and all the information from the world. It's so discouraging and disheartening, and it just will weigh you down. But the Word of God teaches us that when days are evil, we can walk not as unwise people, but as wise. We can redeem our time. We can do something in these times that we can redeem them. And the word redeem again means to buy back. If something was stolen or lost from you, you can get it back. You can redeem that. And as you look at 2020, you might say, hey, what a waste of a year. Started great, started good, or maybe started bad for you. And you're saying just getting worse. And now they were saying 2 weeks. Now it's this whole shutdown is extended by months and months. And it's very easy to feel like we're wasting our life, we're wasting our time, we're wasting our opportunities. But listen, as a child of God, you can redeem that. And I want to share with you briefly, what can we do to redeem this time? So Apostle Paul talks about two things. First, things we should avoid and things we should do. So I want to start with things we should avoid. And if you read the larger chapter in Ephesians chapter 5, he goes into detail. I encourage you to read it at home. But just one verse, verse 17, he says, therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not get drunk with wine, which leads to reckless living, but be filled with the Spirit. You know what Apostle Paul is saying here? He's saying, avoid escapes. Alcohol is an escape. And when things are difficult, when things are hard in your life, you know, it's very easy to reach for the bottle. It's very easy to reach for that nicotine fix, to whatever your vice is, whatever your escape was. It's very easy to, when things are difficult, overwhelming, we naturally want to escape. We want a painkiller. And the Apostle Paul talks about alcohol, which is very easy to fall into that. But he says, listen, it will lead to reckless living. And I can tell you about countless families, countless marriages who were destroyed because of that, because of alcohol. But that's not the only thing. If you read larger context of Ephesians chapter 5, he talks about avoiding sexual immorality, avoiding the sins that give us temporary pleasure, but they enslave us. They destroy relationships. They destroy families. They destroy the work of God in our lives. So hey, Apostle Paul says, do not live unwise, but be wise. Be a person who lives with wisdom. You stay away. You stay away from these sins that entangle us. You stay away from sexual immorality. You stay away from these escapes like alcohol. You know, we all probably spend a bit too much time watching, binge watching TV. You can dial it down. You begin to avoid those shortcuts and escapes, because you know what happens? If you live your life just, you know, waking up whenever you feel like it, going to sleep whenever you feel like it, if you lose all order and discipline in your life, it will bring darkness and depression and confusion. And you become very susceptible to these temptations of the enemy. You be susceptible just to go into these things that are sinful, that are destructive, but they give you temporary relief from this discomfort and pain of this season. Don't get stuck there. Listen, Don't get stuck there. The devil would love to destroy not just your finances or your career with this shutdown. He would love to destroy a marriage. He would love to destroy your family. He would love to destroy your dignity and your character and your purity by enslaving you into sin and destructive habits and addictions. Avoid that stuff. Run from it. It will not help. It will only enslave you. So, then Apostle Paul moves on to say, this is what you not do, but this is what you do. And he talks about, I want to briefly break it down. He says, discern what the will of the Lord is. Again, the context is redeeming the evil times. Know what he's saying? He's saying is that when things are difficult, begin to find what God's will is for that season. Begin to find what is God doing. How do you do that? You begin to pray and say, God, show me what you're doing. Show me what you're working. Show me what's happening right now in my life around me. What is your will for me for this season? You begin to have this prayerful conversation with God on a daily basis. And when you wake up, you begin to synchronize yourself. You know, when I wake up, I begin to say, God, I want to do what you want me to do today. Synchronize me with your heart, with your will. Man, my heart will be in sync with your heart and your will. Discern the will of the Lord. And he begins to unravel how we do that. And again, he says, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Discern the will of God and be filled with the Holy Spirit. You know what helps you to get to know the will of God? Is relationship with the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit he's such a person who is working, he's God himself, but he is working, he lives in the heart, and he desires constant fellowship. And church, we need to be developing a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And it has to be something, the way we do that is by praying in the Spirit, by singing in the Spirit, by staying in the Spirit, by walking in the Spirit, by seeking a relationship and talking to Holy Spirit in our life. And listen, Holy Spirit will reveal the heart of God. Holy Spirit will reveal the heart of the will of the Father for this season, for this time. And you redeem this season by getting closer to God. You redeem this season not by wasting our time and just floating with the flow, but by getting closer to God. And when enemy wants you to be discouraged and wants you to be despaired and undisciplined and wasting your life and wasting your time, God says, no, this is the season to get closer to God. This is the season to discern and hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And listen, we need so much of work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. There is so much, so many ideas, there are so many voices out there, and it's so easy to get distracted, even deceived by the voice of the enemy and the voice of the world. We need to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God, through a personal witness within our spirit. The Holy Spirit will tell you, this is the way, walk in it. This is the heart of the Father for you today. And we need to nurture that relationship with the Holy Spirit. And hey, there is no time like now. When we got a little bit more time at home, when we can schedule the time and we can spend a quality time in God's presence, praying in the Spirit, singing in the Spirit, seeking the heart of the Father, so you can listen. So Spirit of God can filter everything that comes at you. You know, as I talk to people, I try to call up and get connected with people through the phone, through texting, through social media. There are just so many voices out there. And it's so easy to begin to get consumed and obsessed about it. You know, there is a lot of mystery about this whole coronavirus thing and how it started and how different governments are dealing with it. There's a lot of conspiracy theories about it because anytime there's an unknown, there is a lot of conspiracy theories, and it's so easy to get obsessed with that. Listen, we do not know the full picture. We might not know it for a while or ever, but the point is, what we need to is not to obsess with some weird, wacky ideas out there. We need to be obsessed with the presence of God. We need to hear from the Holy Spirit. And listen, whatever comes at you, you need to filter through the voice of God and the Holy Spirit. Filter it through the voice of the Holy Spirit, because otherwise you'll get confused. There's a lot of so-called experts out there who will interpret things and try to give you advice on life, on finances, on health, on parenting, on marriage. And honestly, a lot of that advice is garbage. It's not based in the Word of God. It's based in people's perception, or even weirder, it's based in some weird spiritual wacky ideas that are way out there, even demonic. But they are so nicely packaged, and when we are in confusion and this weird season, it's so easy to believe that stuff. Listen, we need to focus our attention on the truth of the Word of God. Word of God talks about being washed with the washing of the Word. When Word of God literally washes through, transforms our mind, our thinking, our perception. Listen, we might not know what's happening and how it's happening. That's okay. We know the Word of God. We know the unchangeable truth of the Word of God, and that's enough. And we need to be, because listen, if you're not saturated with the Word of God, and we're not saturated with the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life, you'll be filled with other stuff. You'll be filled with these things we should avoid, and they will take you in a path of destruction and darkness and depression. And that's not redeeming the time. That's wasting the time. And we don't want to do that. So listen, make sure whatever ideas come at you, filter them through the Word of God. Pray about it. Somebody gives you a parenting idea, pray about it. Don't just accept it wholesale because some famous person repeated it. No, pray about it. Say, hey, is this the godly way of raising my kids? Is that what God has for me? Pray about it. Read the Word of God. Study. It is our standard. And it will help you to go through these times and redeem this time. Another practical tip Pastor Paul says, and that's what I love about the Scripture, they're extremely practical. He says, the way we redeem the time, the way we fellowship with the Holy Spirit is by singing, by playing spiritual songs and making music to the Lord in our hearts. Isn't that amazing? You know what I found is so helpful right now is I try to listen to worship music pretty much the whole time. I'm driving in the car. I'm not listening to the news. I'm listening to worship music. I'm washing dishes at home. I'm doing yard work. I have my earphones and I'm listening. I'm saturating my mind and my heart with the presence of God. Because you know what happens when we listen to music and when we sing? Our soul is being opened up to the presence of God. And there is a power in music. There is power in words of God being sung over us, over our lives. That's why we worship when we come to church on Sunday. We sing to the Lord because it opens our heart to receive what He has to say. It synchronizes our heart with the heart of the Spirit. And I encourage you, listen, get a headphones and just listen to worship music. Fill your atmosphere in your house with worship music. If you don't have to be quiet for your work, play worship music in the background. It will help you to be synchronized with the presence of God. You know how many times I cut grass or I do yard work and music, just worship music is playing in my earphones, and all of a sudden I feel this presence of God coming over me. Because certain songs, certain words of that song, they touched something deep within my heart. And there was a need. There was a question. There was a place that needed ministry. There was a place that needed God's presence. And through that song, it was exactly what I needed to hear. And God's Spirit began to minister to me. And I'll stop everything and I'll try to find a place. And I just spend some time in God's presence. That's the power of worship. That's the power of spiritual music that's godly, that's filled with the Holy Spirit. Fill your life with that. It will help you go through difficult days and dark days and depressing days. It will lift the entire atmosphere as you saturate your home, as you saturate your life with godly worship music. That's all around you. And I want to give you a last thought about redeeming the time, and we're going to pray. Just use this time to serve your neighbors. You know, early church in Ephesus and other cities, they were known for the way they won the world in that time for Christ. It's not by arguing, it's not by trying to be cool, because they were not cool. Church was despised. These people were rejected. These people were looked at as weirdos. But what they did, they would step in and serve in the places where nobody else would serve. They would go out to these places where people would abandon, newborn babies. Back in the day, the way of birth control was, is you don't want a baby, you just throw it out. And church would come around, that would gather these babies, that would find nursing mothers, that would raise these babies, that would save the life. They would, and as this, the world will look around them and it's like, why are they doing that? Why would they raise somebody else's baby? What causes them to do that? What moves them? And as people would ask questions, they would share the gospel with them. You know, when they were hungry, there were people who were sick and elderly. People would just discard them. At that time, there was no value added on people who are elderly. And again, churches would come in and step in and fill the need and minister to community. And listen, you can do that right now. I know it's shut down. I know we can't get together as a congregation. We can't do things in groups, but it doesn't mean you can't do anything. You know, you can reach out to your neighbors. Yes, practice hygiene. Yes, wash your hands. Yes, wear a face mask. It's all good stuff. That's fine. But listen, you know what I've noticed in my street? All my neighbors are in front yard. Everybody's out there. You can still stand 6 feet away and talk to them. You know what I've discovered? Is people are really open right now. They're really wanting to talk. They're looking for somebody who will listen to them. So just be a person who'll offer a listening ear. And let them vent their frustrations to you. You don't have to jump on that bandwagon and validate every feeling they have, but just be there for them. Listen to them. You know what you can do? You can cook a meal. And I know your neighbors might not be in need. They might have jobs. But listen, everybody's getting tired of their own home-cooked meals. People are running out of ideas what to cook. I know we are running out in our house of what to cook. And you could just prepare a recipe and you can just drop it off on your neighbor's front porch and you can text them and just knock on the door and say, hey, we just wanted to bless you with a meal. There's a dinner for your family tonight. And listen, as you do these things, it will open up opportunities for you to share the gospel. But you have to first show people that you truly mean what you believe, that you walk the walk, that you're not just this weird, you know, spiritual guy, but you really are the hands and feet of Jesus. And you can be there for people to listen to them, or maybe they need prayer, maybe they have somebody who, their loved one who's sick or suffering. You encourage them, you pray for them, and you do that. Don't just say, I'll pray for them. Pray for them right there. Go home and write down a list of prayer requests and pray through them. You minister to them. You make a meal for them. You find a way to serve people around your neighborhood. And by doing that, you are redeeming the time. You are building those relationships that will be very difficult to build when everybody's at work and everybody's on different schedules. Right now, our life is more or less at sync. And you can build those relationships that God will use to lead those people to Christ if you use this time wisely, if you use it to redeem the time. And let me pray for you. I believe this is unprecedented time, but it's time again for a church to rise. I believe that when this thing is over, there'll be a revival, there'll be an awakening, there'll be people who are hungry for God, there'll be people who are hungry for the Lord, and what we do in these difficult times will determine the amount of people we can reach after this is over. The more relationship we can build right now, the more people we can bless with food, with a listening ear, with friendship, just with a phone call, with a text, with a prayer, the more people we'll be able to lead to the Lord and guide them to relationship with God. So let me pray for you, and I believe we can be used of God in a mighty way, even in these difficult times. So let's pray together. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your work in our hearts. I thank you that even though the world stops right now, you do not stop. You are at work. And you are at work right now even more than other times. And I thank you for power as believers, as followers of Christ, to redeem these times. And I pray, Holy Spirit, right now, everyone who's watching this and listening to this, that you give us divine ideas. I pray, Father, give us grace and discipline to avoid pitfalls and avoid these destructive habits, these destructive sinful temptations that can lead us away, so this time will not be wasted, but this time will be used to draw closer to you, to get wiser, to get deeper in the world, in the Word, and to discern the voice of the Holy Spirit, to build close relationship with the Holy Spirit, to hear His voice, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I pray to give us anointing and strength and divine creative ideas to reach out to community around us, to our neighborhoods, God, to be a hands and feet of Jesus Christ, to be a listening ear, to be a there of service, to love them for your glory and your kingdom. I pray blessing, protection, and health over everyone right now. I pray for divine provision for people who lost their jobs. Father, step in. You're a faithful God. I pray for people who are struggling, who are sick, or maybe their loved ones are sick. I pray, I declare healing of God. We declare by stripes of Jesus, we are healed. And I declare the healing of God over their lives right now. In Jesus' name, I rebuke the virus from their body. I declare divine healing and restoration. And I declare just grace of God. Grace of God for this season to redeem the time and to come out triumphantly, filled with your power, filled with your grace, used of you in a mighty way, bringing much glory to your name, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, church, again for tuning in and watching. We are praying for you. We love you. If we can be of any help to you, please do not hesitate to reach out to us. And go out there, redeem the times. Because God has a grace for this season for you. He will use you for your glory. God bless you. We love you. We'll catch up with you again in days and weeks to come.
Church, thanks for tuning in for today's service. We hope that you were blessed by Pastor Peter's message. May God bless you during this week. May you live it out to the fullest potential. And once again, moms, thank you so much. You rock. Happy Mother's Day. And church, we'll see you here again next week at 10 a.m. God bless.